Opinions expressed in this episode are personal. They do not necessarily reflect the views of this streaming platform.
Good day, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Let's Be Diverse podcast. I'm your host, Andrew Stout. This episode is dedicated to all my loved ones who have supported me through this journey. One of the worst feelings for many employees is when they find themselves not hitting their performance potential. Coming to the office every day with this mindset can be extremely frustrating and at times demoralizing. Now, this can lead to a huge problem in the office: disengagement. Our topic today is something that I feel that can be a huge benefit to any organization: employee empowerment. I am so lucky to have someone who has great knowledge in this area and can help us navigate through this great topic. Her name is Brianne Liguori. Now, Brianne is a former corporate leader, ICF Master Certified Coach, entrepreneur, and author. She is the CEO and founder of the Leader Coach Intensive, LCI, the founder of TGI Today, and a leadership coach at Women's Leadership Intensive. Throughout her work at LCI, she has helped develop countless leaders into the coach that they have always wanted to be. Her work at TGI Today is focused on using her revolutionary method, the TGI Today formula, to help people across the world find more joy and fulfillment in their lives. Brianne spent over 15 years in the pharmaceutical industry in various roles such as sales, training, marketing, and leadership development. Brianne is also the author of Claiming Your TGI Today, a step-by-step guide to finding joy and purpose in the present moment of today. Welcome to the show, Brianne. I am extremely honored to have you on today.
Thank you so very much, Andrew. I'm so excited to be here with you.
Brianne, I have had you on my radar for the longest time, so it is so awesome to have you on. I know we talked like quite a few times after our first initial talk, and then we talked about the possible topics, and then we worked to put something together for today. So it's been a long wait, although time flies by so fast. It's been awesome to finally come to this day for sure.
Yes, I'm so, so happy it's here.
How are things with you? What's new?
Oh, life is great. I'm enjoying the summer. I'm enjoying the balance between, you know, leading my businesses and also taking some downtime with my family. I have almost 12-year-old twins. And so we're spending a lot of time together and just trying to get out in nature and just making sure that we're balancing kind of that, like, what I call doing energy and then also being energy, so that we're able to be more productive when we are back in the doing space.
Yeah, absolutely, for sure. And at that age, 12 years old, you know, they almost need to be doing something all the time, or you hear the famous line, "I'm bored." So,
Oh, yes.
So mom needs to keep active and keep them doing something.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's for sure. They are constantly knocking on the window. I work a lot outside during the day. I try and take my Zoom calls online outside, and they're always in the back of the window banging on the window. My clients get a kick out of that.
That's pretty funny. Well, I'm glad to hear that everything is well and that the kids are going well and that you're enjoying the summer. It's probably one of my favorite times of year, so I can understand why you guys are enjoying it so much. So before we begin, I always have a fun question to ask my guests to get things going. Are you ready for yours, Brianne?
I'm ready. I'm a bit nervous, Andrew. I got to admit, I don't know what you have in store for me.
You have to trust me. It's going to be okay. So my question for you is, what is the wisest advice given to you that you followed and never regretted?
Ooh, this is a really, really good one. I think it probably has something to do with, and the advice is not necessarily from somebody that I've ever met. It's from actually a greatest teacher that I really looked up to, and I still do, even though he's no longer here on this earth. And it's Wayne Dyer. And I don't know if you've heard of him, but he is an incredible spiritual teacher. And he talks about changing the way you look at things. So when we change the way we look at things, the things we look at change. Mm-hmm. And so for me, this has changed my world. So often we can feel like victims of our circumstance, like we're frustrated because things aren't going our way. But really, if we adjust the way we're looking at that situation, there's always a way to see a learning opportunity or something positive that can come out of that, that will actually help us to grow. And that was probably most likely meant to happen to help us evolve and shift and move forward on our path.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's funny that you say teacher, because I had a teacher in high school who is no longer with us as well. And he was a gym teacher. And when I was younger, I wanted to be a gym teacher in high school. That was my dream. Like, said, okay, I want to be a gym teacher and I want to be exactly like him, because he was so cool. He had a nickname. I don't know how he did it, Brianne, but he had a nickname for every single student that he had. It was just amazing. And it was just so fun to hear the nicknames that he had. And then they were so cool that everybody, when they heard it, then they started calling everybody by that nickname. So it was just amazing. And he was very inspirational, good teacher, was a good listener. You could always go to see him if you had an issue or something going on, or you needed to talk to somebody. So yeah, those people, you know, unfortunately, the good ones always leave us early, but you know, their memories always stick with us for sure.
Yeah, they sure do.
I sure do. So, well, I appreciate you having fun with me, Brianne. I know you were a little nervous there, but I'm glad that you trusted me and we got through it. So I appreciate you doing that with me here. So why don't we start off with you telling us a little bit about you and your story?
Yes, yes. So as you mentioned in the intro, I lead a couple of businesses, but it didn't start that way. I was actually in the corporate environment for 18 plus years and 15 of that with pharmaceuticals, and pretty much did every job in the company as I sort of see it: sales, marketing, training, management. And I had a ton of fun doing it. I don't regret a moment of it. Everybody I worked with was fantastic, and I learned a ton about myself and a ton about business. But something was kind of pulling me. Something was pulling me, kind of calling to me, kind of what I call breadcrumbs. Like, it's like these signs that are guiding us on our path that we're meant to take. Mm-hmm. And so about 2.5 years ago, I made the leap and I left the corporate world. And that was tough initially, but I have to say I'm having an absolute blast leading my two businesses, having amazing conversations like this with inspirational leaders like you. And honestly, I would never look back. And now I have the opportunity to take what I learned in corporate, also pair that with my, of course, expertise in coaching, and support leaders to become the coach and the leader that they've always wanted to be. Mm. And of course, to find more joy in their life. So I don't know how much more better than that you can get. I just have a huge smile on my face every time I think about what I do every single day. It definitely does not feel like work.
Well, Brianne, the one thing that I noticed when we first started talking was that you say you have a smile on your face. The first conversation that we had on the phone, I could just tell that your smile was resonating through the phone. And that just impressed me right from the get-go, because I was like, wow, this person really has a passion and clarity. And not a lot of people today have that. So for you to have found that and to realize that I'm not happy what I'm doing, but I'm not stuck. And I need to figure out what it is that's going to get me unstuck. And what am I passionate about? What brings me joy? What puts a smile on my face? And I'm so impressed that you figured it out. And good for you.
Thank you so, so very much. And I think it constantly evolves every single day. So I don't think it's like I've arrived and I'm here and this is it. It's like, as we learn, as we grow, as we, you know, increase our ability to have an impact on the world, new opportunities show up as we lean into that. Right. So who knows what conversation we'll be having, you know, in 5 years from now, where each of us will be. But it is truly about following those breadcrumbs. And when we do, it leads us to joy. It leads us to that smile.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Brad. I never count anything out. I never say never. When you're making a connection with somebody, you just never know where it's going to lead, or you don't know what's going to develop. You just have to trust it. I believe it is a path for all of us, and we just have to follow the path and believe that something good is going to happen for us. Brian, what do you see as employee empowerment?
Yeah, so this is an interesting question, because a lot of the work that we do with organizations, they'll call us and say, hey, help us increase employee empowerment. And what we're finding is a lot of people don't actually know the definition of empowerment, or there's many varying definitions of empowerment out there. So here's the definition according to me as it is today. Okay. And this is just one perspective. So in terms of empowerment, I think of that word and I look at the root word, power. So empowerment to me is all about helping our employees to claim their own personal power. So it's not about having power over and I'm the manager and I'm up here. It's about helping the person claim their own internal power, which is all about helping them understand who they are, what matters to them, what do they care about, what goals do they have, what do they need to learn to be able to get there. And then we support them through, of course, coaching to help them build their action plans to get there. So to me, empowerment is all about bringing the power back to the employees, or maybe even perhaps giving it to them for the first time in some organizations.
Mm-hmm. That makes me think of something somebody said to me, and it's, I understand, I may never fully understand, however, I stand with you. And that just makes me think of that, that empowerment and finding their power. And I believe that when leaders are talking to their employees, that line that I just said there is basically opening up them so that they can understand and they're building rapport with that employee. And so that employee understands that, okay, they're my leader, but they can be with me and they are with me and they're going to stick with me and they're going to grow with me and help me grow. So
yes,
that makes me think of that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I love that.
Yeah, and I love your explanation and I love your definition of employee and believe that power is huge and important in this aspect for sure. How do we help organizations empower their employees?
Yeah, another really big question. And so for me, what we're seeing is that we're seeing that organizations need to shift the way that they lead. So those old traditional hierarchical leadership style, kind of like you were just talking about, right? Those are not working anymore. We need to adjust that because, frankly, I mean, our workforce is changing.
Right.
It's been said that by 2025, which is only in, you know, a year and a half, that 75% of the workforce is going to be millennials and Gen Zs.
Mm-hmm.
Huge percentage of the population. We mm-hmm. also have more diverse leaders coming into organization, more females in the workplace. We also have what I call post-COVID culture. People are not doing the things they used to do as an employee. They're looking for something different. They're looking for more purpose and meaning in their work. They're looking for more joy. They're kind of, you know, throwing up their hands and saying, if I can't get those things, I'm going to leave. And I can go start a YouTube right. channel and probably make more than I'm going to make in your organization. So they have no right. ties to the organization, no more loyalty. And so unless we shift away from this old traditional way of doing things to more of that side-by-side approach, like you talked about, like I'm with you, we may hold different roles in the organization and that is completely okay, but we are in this together, side-by-side, working together collectively to achieve a goal. Mm-hmm. And so when we start shifting to that and really putting the person as a human being first, rather than a number or somebody that's going to help the shareholders meet their quotas, we're human beings and we need to help them figure out what matters to them, support them to get there. And through that, we end up having happier employees. And guess what? Happier employees leads to more engagement. It leads to more productivity. And so that's the key here is shifting to the side-by-side approach, which essentially is a coach approach. So it's not, you know, telling anymore. It's shifting to asking to help people get to their own goals. And through that, you're going to be so much more successful in your organizations. And we're going to have more employee loyalty because people are happier.
For sure. Two things that resonate with me with what you said. First off, I started watching an episode of a show on Netflix, and it's called The Quarterback. So I'm a big NFL fan. And in the episode, one of the coaches was talking to his quarterback, and they were trying to get a play in, and he couldn't get the play in to the quarterback. And the quarterback decided that he was going to do whatever he thought was best. And he came back, it didn't work out. So he pulled the quarterback aside and said, "What the heck happened out there?" He's like, "Oh, I don't know. I couldn't hear you, so I just thought I'd do a play." So the coach said to him, he said, "Listen, we have 40 some odd players on this team, but you and I work together. So we're in this together. So I need you to communicate with me, and I need you to understand that you're not alone, that I'm with you. And in order for us to be successful, we need to communicate better." So that first thing that resonated with me. And the other thing that's resonated with me that I've realized over time is that it is the job of a leader to develop their employees and ensure that they go home with a clear mind. Mm-hmm. That's my firm belief. And when I say clear mind, that they're going home, they're able to enjoy their time with their family. You mentioned earlier that you enjoy spending time with your daughters and your husband. Well, you didn't mention your husband, but I'm sure you like spending time with him. But we can't do that. We can't have a clear mind when we go home if we're worried about what's going on at work or what we didn't get done or what we need to get done. So those two things resonated with me with your answer. And I truly believe in the communication part and the clear mind part.
Yes, yes. I think it was Brené Brown that said, "Clear is kind," right? So being really clear with your team and helping them to get clear is definitely part of empowerment. Yeah.
Yeah, it sure is. I think also, too, what the issue is or what's going on is that leaders need to be provided with coaching as well so that they can have their skills observed, that they can be provided with the development tools as well. I think what leaders do in the workplace fundamentally impacts how people interact in their home lives. So I really do believe in those two for sure. So what are some of the pitfalls you have seen when it comes to employee empowerment, Bran?
Yes, we definitely see many pitfalls out there when we're having discussions around empowerment. And one of them specifically is around, of course, the definition. And many leaders actually think that empowerment equals delegation. So as a leader, I've got a list of all these things to do, and I'm going to delegate them to my team, and that's empowering them. But really, to me, they're disguising, you know, delegation as empowerment. It's not actually empowering anybody. The way that it empowers people is if we understand our employees, we understand their goals and what matters to them. And then if we grab something off that to-do list that aligns with that, that's empowerment. That's supporting them to reach their goals through delegation. And it's not to say we never delegate as leaders. This is important, but it is about aligning it with what matters to our team and what's going to help them grow and develop. So that's probably pitfall number one that we see. The second one is around if coaching is the tool that we're going to use to empower through asking questions and helping people to understand where they want to go and what they need to do, then we need to understand what coaching truly is. And so what I commonly see is that people use the term coaching as sort of this catch-all term for all things leadership. So they define coaching and then they say, you know, I'm mentoring, I'm directing, I'm assessing, I'm giving feedback. When in reality, coaching is actually its own unique skill. Coaching is all about asking questions. It's about listening. It's about being present for your employees. And so if we want to build that muscle, we need to kind of isolate that skill of coaching, really learn it really, really well. And then we can look at kind of weaving it into the other things that we're doing as a leader. So labeling coaching as sort of a catch-all term is definitely a pitfall we see. And we support leaders to help kind of untangle that a little bit and build their coaching skills.
And I could definitely see that there could be some struggle with motivating teams as well. Have you seen that?
Yes. Oh, definitely. I think the engagement is at sort of an all-time low right now because people are always looking elsewhere. They're always looking at the next shiny apple because they're not truly happy in their roles. They don't feel valued in
Right.
their roles. People are starting to really reflect on what is the meaning of life? Is it really just pushing paper around from 9 to 5 and helping shareholders meet their numbers? No. Life is about finding joy. It's about living a joyous life. It's about connecting to your inner spark and living a life that is connected with that. So if we're not able to help our employees do that, we're not able to motivate them because we're looking at everything external to ourselves. And things external to ourselves, money and power and job titles, yeah, they might be shiny and nice, but at the end of the day, those things aren't driving motivation. Motivation comes from within. It's connected to your deep inner values. And so those are the kinds of conversations we're having at LCI around motivation. And again, coaching is that tool that helps to pull that out of people so that we can align people's work with those things that really, really count.
And I think too, Rand, that we don't realize it, but when we're younger, we've learned leadership skills at a young age. We just never realize it until as we get older. You're like, oh, wow. Like, I mean, I look back at things that I learned when I was younger and how I led things, and you're like, wow, I actually did that. I was a leader, or I am a leader, or I can be a leader. So it's amazing when you think back at that for sure.
Yes, absolutely.
What advice would you give an organization that is struggling with employee empowerment?
I think that it would be looking at employee empowerment and sort of that coaching culture from all angles. So investing from the top down and the bottom up. So essentially, we're not able to shift culture if it's like a checkbox, I did a 2-day training course for the organization and check, I met my metric for empowerment and coaching for the year. No, that actually doesn't create long-term sustainable change. Change is not done through a quick course. Change is done more holistically when we look at all of the puzzle pieces that go into the bigger picture. So what I mean by that is we want to start to build, for example, champions. We'd want to build champions that have a deep expertise in empowerment and coaching so that they're able to kind of be the trailblazers within the organization and support all of the other leaders to start making a shift more of this culture. The other pieces would be, of course, you want to train your leaders. Absolutely. So those courses are important, but they're just one piece of the puzzle. And we need to sort of look at mapping that out across a year, across 2 years. So it's not just like a one-hit wonder and then people forget about it and move on. So looking at a long-term training plan. And then also, as I mentioned, top down and bottom up. So you need your senior leaders and executives and directors to have expertise in the area of coaching and empowerment. But you also need your employees, your individual contributors, to have expertise there too. Obviously not as deep or in depth, but they do need to have a sense and understanding of what a coaching culture is, an empowerment culture, so they understand what to expect, so they can be more coachable. So they're not looking at you like you got two heads when you're asking them questions to try and help them get where they want to go. So really
For
looking
sure.
at the organization as a whole. And then, of course, as you mentioned earlier, supporting your leaders with their own coach, with their own mentor, to be able to help them to be strong for their team, to help them to lead in that side-by-side, be with type of way. And then the final piece of the puzzle that I see in this, Andrew, is around a communication plan. So helping your organization to adapt the change through also communicating what you're doing, why you're doing it, what to expect. And that, all of that, when you combine that together, that creates a magic formula for making true transformation in an organization.
I love everything that you said in there. Two thoughts that come to mind, all the stuff that you said was, first of all, I've spoken to people in the past and they have said to me, well, we want to build everybody to become a leader. And I feel like not everybody wants to be a leader. Everybody, like you mentioned, pushing pens. Some people want to grow in a company and they want to be in a leadership role. And some are okay pushing pens. However, those people that want to stay and do those pushing pens jobs because they're okay with it, it's less pressure for them and they feel like they could just go home at the end of the day and not have any worries on their head. They still need that empowering part of the job from their leaders. They still need that aspect of being empowered and motivated and communicated with as well. You mentioned communicate. I love that as well. I would say communicate with an emphasis on relationships and professional growth. So I feel like you can never communicate enough. And I feel like a good leader is a good communicator. I had a friend of mine who works at a company in the East, around where you are. And she went to work the other day, she told me, and her boss came in and was really having a rough morning. And he always says hello to everybody. And this morning he came in and he was just not himself. And everybody asked him, you know, how are you doing, whatever. And he just looked at everybody, said, listen, guys, he says, I've had a really hard morning. If you guys can just give me a half hour, I'm going to go in my office and I'm going to close my door and I'm going to do some stuff. If you could just give me a half hour just to clear my head, clear my mind and get myself refocused so I can concentrate on you guys. If you can just give me that, I will be open to everything or anything or any issues or any conversations that you want to have. And he closed the door and she said, everybody just looked at each other and they just said, wow, how awesome is that to show your vulnerability and the realism in your personality? Just because you are high up doesn't mean that you don't have any issues or you don't have a bad day. But instead of him coming in and yelling at everybody and getting mad at everybody for the littlest things that they say, he was honest and vulnerable right from the get-go. And I told my friend, I just love that story. And I'm going to share it whenever I can because I think it's where leaders need to get to.
Yes, that's that whole human to human side by side piece, right? We're just human beings here to support each other to reach our goals. And I think that's such a good example in a role modeling that people are safe to show up as themselves. And when they feel safe, that builds trust and that starts to build more employee engagement and loyalty.
Right. Exactly. If you could choose one word to describe yourself, Brian, what word would that be?
Good question. I think for me, it's the word spark. So I see myself and sort of my purpose here on earth is to light a fire in people's belly, to help them connect to the fire that is in their heart in terms of what really, really lights them up. And if I'm able to do that in this lifetime, even for a handful of people, I've done my job.
I agree with you. That would be the word that I think would work for you. Another word that I think works for you, Brian, is happiness. And we talked about it earlier in the episode about when I first met you and I could just sense that you were smiling. And there's nothing like talking to somebody, whether it's in person or over the phone or on a Skype meeting, and you see that they're smiling. And they just have a passion for what they do and they care about helping you.
Oh, thank you, Andrew.
You're very, very welcome. Any final thoughts today?
I think, you know, at the end of the day, we're all human, right? And, you know, rather than calling us a number or employees as some organizations do, that's what we need to remember. Whatever role we are in the organization, whether it's high up or whether that's the individual contributor, that is absolutely okay. And we have the power to be a leader in our own life, whether we have a leadership role or not.
Right.
We are in the driver's seat of our lives and we have the power of choice to create a life we love. And so that's what I would encourage everybody to do, to start to pay attention to that inner spark within and really start leaning into that and find the threads of that through your day to day, through your work, and start weaving that in, because the more you live as your true self, the happier you're going to be, the more empowered you're going to be, and the more likely organizations are to keep their valuable employees.
Right, for sure. I totally agree with you right there. I personally want to take the time to thank you for taking the time to join me in this great conversation that I truly enjoyed. Brianne, I think you are an inspiring and authentic leader that is simply a joy to work with. You simply have a way of teaching people to work with purpose and empathy. And you also have a way of listening to everyone you talk to with pure joy and excitement. The moment that I met you, I realized very quickly that you are a caring, compassionate person. And thank you for agreeing to be my guest today and showing me that you are there to support me and my journey and everyone's journey right from the beginning. I appreciate and admire you greatly. I feel you are a true gem, Brianne.
No, thank you so much, Andrew, for your kind words. And I feel the same about you. I'm so grateful for our connection. And I will always be here to support you on your journey.
I realized that, like I said, from day one. And I believe that sometimes we meet people for a reason. And there is truly a reason why I met you. And I am fortunate to be in connection with you. And it's always a joy to have a conversation with you.
Thank you so much. You as well.
Perfect. Well, on behalf of myself and my guest, Brianne, I'd like to thank you all for listening. And until next time, be safe. And remember, everyone, if we all work together, we can accomplish anything.
You have been listening to Let's Be Diverse with Andrew Stout. To stay up to date with future content, hit subscribe.